I am so worried about us maintaining continuity in our education system in the United States, because in many of our nation states, teachers are being paid so little money that a teacher can leave the teaching profession and go do most anything else, even a job that only requires maybe a high school education, and make more money than they can make as a teacher with a master's degree. Now, I am not going to tell you that I'm the biggest fan in the world of traditional public schools. I'm a big believer in charter schools. I'm a big believer in vouchers. And I believe that children must have choice in schools, because kids are not all one size fits all. My children have gone to a combination of public schools and private schools. And my children have all, during their educational years, have all changed schools at least once, not because of age that they went to a different school, but because it was our feeling that our kids needed different schools. And so choice is very important in the mix. But right now, it seems there's a lack of desire of legislators, governors, and taxpayers to support the schools. And I saw a story in The Guardian about teachers in Oklahoma. And before this school year began, a teacher was out on a corner asking for donations to buy supplies for the kids in her classroom. A lot of schools, school districts in Oklahoma are now doing 4-day weeks instead of 5-day weeks. And Oklahoma is not alone on that. And you cause teacher turnover. I mean, think about being a classroom teacher, if you ever were one. If you ever been in the classroom. And that's one thing about my history a lot of people don't know, is that I founded an alternative school long ago for children who had not succeeded in the traditional school system. Is that for teachers, it's a very, very difficult job that requires great dedication. And these kids are our future. And the problems we're having in the country with income inequality and people feeling like they're not getting a fair shake and all that, there is no better bridge to economic opportunity than education. And what seems to be happening right now in the country is that kids that are from wealthier families have more access to good schools that are well-funded, or the parents have enough resources to move into a neighborhood where they know they're going to have a good school, or that they can pay for private school. And kids that are from families that are not of great means get the leftovers. And the school funding can be pitiful. Going back to Oklahoma, 49th in teacher pay, spending per student has dropped almost 30% in the last 8 years. What are you doing? I mean, you need to give kids a chance to make it in this country. This is the greatest country in the history of humanity. And one of the things that has made us so great is that promise that anyone from any walk of life can have an opportunity to succeed. And in the past, all that required was really a lot of hard work and sweat and tears. Today, to make it happen, you've got to have education. And we as a society have got to do everything we can to provide educational opportunity to our kids and choice in that education. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.